Welcome to the Nobody Likes a Jerk at Work podcast, a 52-week devotional geared towards enhancing your spirituality, bettering the workplace, and potentially bringing your coworkers to Christ. I'm your host, Brent Davis. Week 3, Colossians 3:8, ESV. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. As Christians, we are often put under the microscope by non-believers. They like to find our flaws and say, if that's what a Christian is like, I don't want any part of that. How can we be taken seriously if every other word out of our mouth is profanity? It is so easy to fit in the crowd by telling a dirty joke to get others around us to laugh. It makes you feel liked. But it's not the image God wants us to put out there. It's also just as easy when someone is talking bad about another coworker that we throw our two cents in. Even if it's true or not, these words can affect the perception of that coworker by others. I remember one day a coworker and I got into a disagreement. I decided to be the bigger man and walked away. This made my coworker furious. As I walked away, I picked up a ladder to put it back with all my other tools at the end of the day. My coworker came up behind me and shoved me. I fell on top of the ladder because I didn't see him coming. Luckily, I didn't get injured. Sometimes people can physically hurt another coworker. Another coworker would always have to know what I was doing. They would always ask me, "Where are you going today? And what did you do?" Then one day that coworker had no tasks to do, so I gave them some of the tasks I hadn't completed yet. That coworker came up to me and said, "Don't worry about what I'm doing. You don't need to find me work." I was doing a good thing to keep this coworker from going home for the day due to lack of work. I was upset. I tried to be nice, only to be treated rudely by this coworker. 2 days later, this coworker came up to me and asked where I was and what I had been doing. My response was, "Don't worry about what I did." I said it in a very sarcastic tone. It felt good for about 2 minutes. I gave that coworker a taste of their own medicine. Later, it bugged me that I sank to that coworker's level. Revenge isn't worth it. Remember last week, bring it to God. This week's challenge, refrain from swearing or talking inappropriately. Keep your cool. Remember, firefighters fight fire with water, not fire. If you hear someone talking badly about another coworker, immediately point out something good about that coworker, even if you don't get along with that coworker. So there's week 3. That's a tough one. I mean, I think that if I have one thing that I do at the workplace that completely puts the wrong image out there, is definitely my cussing. I've not got a grasp on it. It's just one of those things that I haven't tried hard enough to break my habit of. There's a guy that I work with that I don't think I've ever heard him say a cuss word. And when I first came to Christ, I really, really tried, you know, to do what he did and refrain from it. And I was doing good. And then I just got lazy. I mean, it's so easy for us to get relaxed and fall into the same habits that, you know, we see our other coworkers are doing. And you know, it's like, wow, what does it matter? They're doing it. I'm just going to fit in. And it's just, I don't think I've got a grasp on that one. I mean, even, you know, 4 years after being a Christian, I still don't think I've even made any headway on it yet. So I guess I know what I'm going to be doing for my New Year's resolution as I write this on January 1st, 2020, when I'm doing this live podcast. And I think I know what I need to work on in 2020. I think that every time that I'm at work and I cuss, it's just all my coworkers know that I'm a Christian, and they just, the ones that want to see me fail, I think they're loving it inside, knowing that, you know, that I am failing to put a good image out there. You know, just be like, you know, football players, when when they mess up and, you know, get drunk driving or whatever, their coaches, they cut them from the team. They let them go. And I'm just kind of glad that Jesus never cut me from his team because of my foolish, stupid mistakes that I continually keep making. Yeah, grace. I mean, I don't deserve it. I really don't. But it's freely given out by Jesus. It can be given out to anybody if you don't have a relationship with Christ. You know, he's going to forgive you for the things that you do that we shouldn't be. You know, anger, man, I feel like I yell at my wife way too much. I fly off the handle way too easy. I got a lot of things to work on. That verse right there is just, it's a killer. I don't know if I could truly honestly say that every one of those, you know, the wrath, I want to get revenge, all those are a complete struggle of mine. I think we need help as Christians. We can't do it on our own. We need to find accountability partners, you know, people at our workplace that are Christians, and when they see us doing something stupid, we need to tell them, say, hey, when you see me doing dumb things, tell me, you know, put me in my place. I mean, there's a lot of my coworkers that aren't Christians that will definitely put me in my place when I'm not doing the Christian thing. And they're quick to be like, you know, it's like one of those things where I've got this coworker that'll say, you know, you should not be drinking those Monster Energy drink. They're horrible for you. 3 seconds later, they go out and light up a cigarette. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things that, you know, they love to poke at you when we fail. We're put under the microscope daily. We're looked at by our kids. You know, I feel like every time I cuss, I feel like I'm just not putting out a good dad vibe. And, you know, even around my wife, I've got a lot of work. Definitely struggle with that. I mean, that's one thing I really, truly, honestly need to work on. I think that's why I like doing these devotionals. When I like writing them, I always, when I go back and I read them, I see all the things that I need to improve in myself. I mean, I'm not writing these to, you know, get other people to change. I think I'm honestly writing them for myself. I think I can go back and be like, yeah, I know why I wrote that. That was definitely a time in my life when I was doing something stupid and I needed, you know, down the road to be able to come back and listen and read it again and be like, yeah, you're messing up. You need to work on these things. You need to fix them. So, I mean, these devotionals are not for me to help out other people. I think they're a lot to help me. And I don't know what you're struggling with right now. I don't know if maybe it's the anger of, you know, just the bitterness. I don't know. What's got a grasp on you that you can't just shake? Find an accountability partner, someone that you really trust, you know, and just get after it. Make a valiant attempt to change. I think that's what the whole Christian lifestyle should be. I don't think we'll ever be the Christian that Christ wants us to be. I think we need to be constantly growing. We're never going to be at a level of perfection till we're going to be equal as Christ. Never. There's always room for improvement. So if you're not seeing improve that you have something, you know, maybe get with your accountability partner and say, hey, what are you seeing that I'm not doing right? You know, let me know, because those coworkers, they're watching you. I mean, even from the shadows, every time you make a mistake, they say, see, they're not so faith isn't so strong like they said it was, and they're doing those stupid things. And I think it just shows that we're human. It just shows that we're always going to be flawed. Some people have a better way of handling and presenting themselves, but I got a lot of work. I'm definitely going to be taking some time to try to get those things fixed over the next couple of months. And, you know, if I'm putting these podcasts out, I need to be living up to what I'm saying. I need to be practicing what I'm preaching. And, you know, I mean, if I'm not, then why am I doing these? I mean, I'm doing them for not if I'm not trying to change myself first. And then through me changing, then people around me will see that I'm changed and maybe they'll want to change too. So let that anger, you know, just learn to control it. It's not worth to get that revenge, that wrath of trying to feel like you one-up somebody because you got payback is just not the mentality that we need to have. So once again, I thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Give me some feedback. I know I ramble a lot. It's kind of just what I'm feeling is on my heart at the moment. I appreciate you guys listening, and let's pray us out. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you would just give us a sign when we're doing something bad and not living up to your expectations. Show us and help us improve. Let us continually grow to be closer in our walk to you, and so that way we can be an influence to our coworkers and our family members. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.